Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's just one more time look at the best films and actors of 2013 and get done with it.
As seen through the lens of the Academy Award nominations?
Thank you. Yes, okay. We need that.
That should narrow us sufficiently.
We do, right. Shall we begin with Best Picture?
Yeah, Best Picture. The nominees are American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena. Did you see that?
I did.
They showed that at the old folks' home?
And Harvey Weinstein is at his best promoting that.
12 Years a Slave and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep.
Philomena.
Yeah, Philomena.
It's clearly the big winner.
It is not.
Of course it isn't.
But I'll tell you, the one that I think is going to take it is American Hustle. And it's also probably my favorite on a strong list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a little tough time. But when I look over the spectrum of that movie and how much it offers, that's the one that I think will take it. What about you?
It's a romp.
Okay.
You know, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
But I think 12 Years a Slave is going to take Best Picture.
Wow, I know.
Which is good news for Matthew McConaughey. Because that's going to free him up to win Best Actor.
I know you. I love your domino theories. I know.
This is how it works.
Well, if Cheetawal Ejiofor wins.
What? A Cheetawal to die to for? To die for a proper pronunciation. It's Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Thank you. I knew
you'd
have it.
Chiwata.
But if he wins for actor...
Mm-hmm.
That means it frees up American Hustle to
yes,
win.
That's what happens. That's the politics of the Oscars, John.
Yeah.
So, yes, if Chiwetel Ejiofor wins Best Actor,
right,
then American Hustle will win.
But for Best Picture, do you think Gravity is pulling up a third place on all of this?
I don't really know. I mean, Gravity had so much momentum earlier in the year. You know, it was the big midsummer crossover hit. But I don't really see it taking, you know, center stage this year at the Oscars.
Well, the Central Ohio Film Critics Association voted it the best film of the year.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's because they're always wrong.
They are definitely not mainstream.
Mm-hmm. What, a comic book movie didn't come out this year they liked?
Anyway, we've already introduced the best actor segment of this, and I'm pulling for Matthew McConaughey, and it's not just because of Dallas Buyers Club.
Of course not. It's because of this whole career rehabilitation.
Exactly, because Mud was such a terrific film, and his cameo in Wolf of Wall Street was so dynamic.
Yeah.
I look at it and say, I really hope for the body of his work this year that he gets it.
I mean, I think Matthew McConaughey has been doing really interesting work even since The Lincoln Lawyer, which was a really fun movie.
Right,
But Killer Joe and Magic Mike, I mean, he's on a roll. He's clearly devoted himself to rehabbing his career and turning into a great character actor.
Yeah. Let's, of course, put Bruce Dern together with the neglected Robert Redford.
Yes.
And then throw in Tom Hanks. Yeah. Then throw in Tom Hanks. I'm talking about people who didn't get nominated.
Right. Well, you got to give the listeners a little context.
These old guys. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. And don't think Bruce Dern is going to take it.
He's not.
Because if you see that movie, he has about, 10 words of dialogue, and otherwise he's just a codger.
Okay.
So you can't win it on that any more than Redford can win it on sailing the Indian Ocean, saying nothing. It just doesn't work.
So you need dialogue.
I think so, man. I'm a dialogue guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And Christian Bale won't, even though it was a flashy performance in American Hustle.
They're just going to their go-to crop of guys here. It's between Chiwetel Ejiofor and Matthew McConaughey. Now, in the actress category, that's one of the strongest categories this year. Amy Adams, American Hustle, Kate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench, Philomena, Meryl Streep, August Osage County.
There's only one in my mind that can win that, should win it.
You're going to say Kate Blanchett.
I am.
Because everybody
say
is saying that.
I am going to say
that. That movie was totally overrated, by the way.
Well, that's
coming from a Woody Allen fan.
I know that, yep. And she was. But, maybe it's Judi Dench. I'm sorry. I missed it. You're right. Philomena.
Right. Philomena.
I know. It's going to be Sandra Bullock for Gravity.
Do you really
think
that?
Such a brilliant performance. No.
Who are you saying is going to win?
I am saying Kate Blanchett's got it,
she's
hands down.
Win. Yeah, I think you're right. I think she is going to win. I don't think she really deserves to win.
Though I believe that right on her heels is Amy Adams for American Hustle.
Yeah.
It's a good performance, and there's a lot of support for that. Unless they pull the Entertainment Weekly bit of putting Sandra Bullock on its cover as the Entertainer of the Year. Must be the year 2002, because it's not the year 2013.
Yeah, clearly Matthew McConaughey is the Entertainer of the Year.
That's right, I think so.
What about Best Director?
Boy.
You have Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne, Nebraska, David O. Russell, American Hustle, and the Scorsese.
I know.
For Wolf of Wall Street.
I have my money on David O. Russell, and I think it may be a bit of a long shot because he also had a terrific film last year. Otherwise, Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave is a really strong. I think Scorsese, no, it's just too much fun,
right?
The movie. And because he honked everybody off by having it 2 hours and 59 minutes because they said he couldn't have 3 hours. He gave him one minute less.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's funny. That movie is really extraordinarily well-paced. It does not feel like a three-hour movie.
You got it, yeah. And when you intersperse it with those naked scenes.
Right, that's
it. I think that works.
It just keeps you going. I could have gone for another 3 hours. I actually think the best director of this crop is Alfonso Cuarón.
And I think that's...
Because I just think he orchestrated that concept so fluidly and wisely. It was just a really great
I think it's what cinema always hoped to be. Dazzlingly beautiful, visually. I just don't have much for the drama, the interaction, except when George Clooney is there.
Well, what interaction? She's by herself then.
He comes in, he lights up the stage.
80% of the time,
remember
she's
by
herself.
Remember what Tina Fey said?
What did Tina Fey say?
He drifts away because he can't stand to be with a woman his own age that long.
that's true.
I thought it would be because he just can't be with a woman that long.
But now, see, that's an interesting thing because, he can't commit.
No. Wrong.
You said that Bruce Stern and Robert Redford spend too much time alone in their respective movies or being silent.
Correct.
But, I mean, Sandra Bullock is doing a lot
of the same
thing,
right.
Except she has NASA to talk to throughout the movie, which gives her some sort of,
it gives
you that dialogue you're needing.
And it's a good example. It's more dialogue, but she's still, like Julie Roberts was, America's sweetheart, and they cut her so much slack. It's just not a very deep performance. It's cute. She looks good.
It's cute?
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute.
I think you are right in suggesting that the director might take it because that is visually.
I don't know,
such
though. You know, when I first saw that, by the time she actually started sinking in the water, I thought maybe it was a black comedy.
I thought they
when
did.
She starts drowning. I think this is.
I thought when she got out of there that she was one of the finest examples of digitizing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Because no human being could be that thin. That perfectly sculpted, unless, well, maybe
she has
she
a sprinter's legs.
Boy, and her butt, everything is just really, really
You'll
nicely
edit that
done.
One out, I'm
I,
sure,
I probably
right?
will,
the,
though I'll hesitate
audience.
A little bit.
Okay, so now the real question, sound mixing.
Forget it.
Oh, you know what?
We
haven't done supporting actor. We're already at 8:53, okay.
All right.
Supporting actor. I'd love to hear you take a stab at the guy in Captain Phillips' name.
Yeah, that's because I don't even think he's going to win it.
Farkad Abdi.
You're so
Farkad
good.
Abdi.
Yeah. I can say Jared Leto.
Yeah, I think they found that guy in Michigan, by the way. Is that right?
Do you know? Yeah. There was talk that it was Columbus, actually, which has a heavy Somali. Heavy Somali, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It
but
was
it
Michigan.
Yeah.
Was it Minnesota?
So
they found that guy in Minnesota.
Michael Fassbender was very good, but neglected.
In 12 Years a Slave?
Yep.
What do you mean he was neglected?
Well, I mean, nobody ever talks
nominated.
About him as a comer. Mm-hmm. And on that, and I thought he did a brilliant job. But I'm still putting my money on Jared for Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay. Yeah, Jared Leto. Yeah, I think he's got all the momentum. He won the Golden Globe. He's a you know, this is one of those stories that could resurrect a career. Hollywood can't resist doing
it.
They can't resist giving him the award because they want to see him come back.
My problem is that I'm feeling so good about the Academy, except when they nominate Jonah Hill for Best Supporting Actor.
Well, come on.
From The Wolf of Wall Street. Is it his teeth or his performance? What is it?
It's both. He was really good in that movie. He's a lot of fun. He's certainly not, it's not an Oscar-worthy performance,
right.
But this is the way they groom talent. This is the way they groom somebody they want to see grow.
Yeah.
They clearly, Jonah Hill has a lot of talent. He could turn into a fine character actor.
Yeah.
You know, he's got all the chops. He's got the comic chops for sure. And here he shows hints of a sort of depth. And why not?
Well, he did in that, what was it? The baseball film, Money Laundering or something?
Oh, yeah, Moneyball.
Moneyball, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, you see, he's making wiser choices. They're rewarding him for the choices with a nomination.
Best Supporting Actress. Nobody knows, but one of my favorite actresses of all times is Sally Hawkins, who was in Blue Jasmine, but you don't even know. You probably can't even remember what role she had. She played
her sister.
She was her adoptive sister.
I knew who she was in Blue Jasmine. Who was she in?
She was in Happy-Go-Lucky.
Happy-Go-Lucky. Okay.
Yeah. But Sally Hawkins in Happy-Go-Lucky got my eye, and she's never disappointed me, and she plays it well, but she's not going to get it in Blue Jasmine.
Okay.
Because who should get it
is Lupita Nyong'o.
The man got it, and he got the
12 Years a Slave.
You got it, boy.
I don't know if I had the pronunciation. I'm just reading phonetically off of here.
I'll be leaving the country if Jennifer Lawrence gets it for her role in the second year
Again,
in a row.
She won't get it, but the nomination just is a solidification of her her acceptance in the, you know, in the Hollywood upper echelon.
One of the reasons that we don't have to discuss the winners when they come out is that the winners are already listed here. It is now the take that if you get a nomination, it's as good as, if not better than, winning, because only 4 out of 10 of those films with the most nominations actually win the Oscar.
Mm.
So it is, you know, just as important for you to get the nominations as
right,
it is.
Because it generates the momentum for the big win.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So are you happy with this crop?
Very happy, with the exception of Jonah Hill.
And the omission of Inside Llewyn Davis. Did you think that was improperly overlooked, or are you down with it?
I believe that was a brilliant stroke on their part to leave it out, because you've got this Chris Christie-like Harvey Weinstein pushing his movie, and he couldn't convince people that was a top tenner, although he did convince them with Philomena. What a game.
I don't know how that
what
was
a game.
Okay.